So, people who are addicts or people who are driven too much by hatred or anger, they seem to have no free will. So, is it that they have, if free will comes from the soul, is it that they have lost the connection with the soul, or what has happened in that case? See, actually, we never lose our free will. The free will is always there, but the scope of the free will can become increasingly reduced. So, for example, an alcohol addict, that person has also free will. But their free will is whether I should say drink whiskey or brandy. It's not whether I should drink or not. There is free will still, but the scope of the free will has become restricted. So, we never lose our free will. But depending on how we use it or how we abuse it, the scope of the free will can get more and more reduced. Now, when the scope of the free will gets very reduced, at that time, it may appear as if that particular people have no free will at all. But if whatever little free will they have, if they use that positively, then the scope can increase. Just like if somebody has had a fracture and their hand has been put in a cast, and then after the fracture has been done, cast has been removed, they told, oh, you have to exercise your hand. I suppose that person had been a weight builder or weight lifter earlier, a bodybuilder. They could lift huge weights earlier. But now they can practically not move their hand also. You told me to do exercise? What exercise can I do? I can't even move my hand. It's okay. Can you move your finger? Yeah. That is your exercise. Exercise? What is this exercise you say? I used to lift huge weights and you're telling me moving fingers is exercise? No, that is your exercise at this point. And actually, to the extent they do that exercise, their hand starts healing. And initially they may move fingers, then they may start moving the palm. And they start moving the elbow. Then they start moving the hand. So, in recovery, whatever little capacity we have to exercise, we start from that and the capacity increases. Same way with people who are driven by addiction or driven by a very strong emotion. Even within that, they do have some free will. And what they do in that free will is very important. In general, for all of us, our desires, they have spikes. And even a person who's alcoholic, even an addict, it's not that they are craving for alcohol 24 hours a day. Yes, they may have some craving, but even that craving is of multiple levels. Sometimes it is there at a tolerable level, and intermittently it becomes intolerable. So when it comes like a, if we consider electricity, sometimes there's a spike in electricity, shoots up. So like that, the desire spikes up sometimes, the emotion spikes up. So now when the spike happens, we may not be able to resist. But what we do in between those spikes is up to us. Unfortunately, I told you this corrupt software of the mind. What it does is, first, it makes us do something wrong, something undesirable. Come on, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And that same mind, which initially made us do it, just doesn't allow us any peace. You have to do it, do it, do it, do it. And then that same mind, which actually made us do wrong, after we have done the wrong, that same mind becomes a moralizer and says, you're such a fool. Why did you do that? You are dumb. You are never going to learn. You're always going to be like this. So the mind first makes us do wrong and then beats us for doing wrong. And in this way, what happens is, we in both cases stay at the same mental level. So now, when the desire spikes up, we may not be able to resist it. But after the desire has gone, what do we do at that time? If at that time we try to become spiritual, if we try to chant mantras, if we try to rise to spiritual level of consciousness, then that will purify us, that will empower us. And if we keep doing that between the spikes, we keep doing activities that spiritually strengthen ourselves, then eventually we will come to a level when we will be able to resist the spikes also. So unfortunately, when the spikes come, we succumb, and after succumbing, we beat ourselves up for why did I succumb? So what happens? So instead of that, Even if I did something wrong, okay, that's done, over now. What can I do right now? And if I focus on that and do the right, so whatever scope of free will we have, if we use it properly, that will increase. And that's why we, you know, rather than lamenting that I don't have freedom, or I am bound by these desires, or I am bound like this, you know, freedom comes by using the freedom that we right now have. Freedom is not just going to come automatically. So whatever capacity I have right now, I've used it, it'll increase. And eventually you'll become more and more free. Does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.